To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All right. Welcome back, everybody.
Hey.
Tobin and Leroy here with you.
We are working on something. We're going to watch the game somewhere.
Yeah.
Y'all going to come
Monday's
see us.
Game. Monday's professional game.
Somewhere.
We're going to have an we're having a rogue watch party.
Yes.
So we'll give you deets, but we're going to do after I get a game down censored, rogue watch party for the show that I'm doing.
Rogue show.
So, are you doing it from home? Are you doing it back from the station?
I think it's probably easier if I do it here.
Right.
And then get to where we're planning, which seems like Davey.
Right.
Well, yeah.
So that seems like the place where.
Yeah.
That seems like the plan, Vlad.
Okay.
Seems like, because it's on the road, right? There's no stadium traffic.
Yeah,
it's
in Pittsburgh. No.
It's Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's Pittsburgh.
So, yeah, that's what I think I'm going to do. I want to probably do it from here.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Dolphins, let's get to our headlines. Brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit us at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com. The Dolphins got flexed. It's not their fault, though. The Bengals' fault. And Joe Burrow.
It's the Dolphins' fault.
It's not the Dolphins' fault.
No, I'm sorry. It's one person's fault.
Joe Burrow.
Not Joe Burrow. Tua's not playing well, guys.
What about Achan, dude?
Achan is great, but it would have been better to do the quarterback battle. That's the narrative for that Sunday night game. And plus, if the Bengals had beaten Buffalo. But Tua's not playing well. The point where we asked if they had beaten the Jets and they started winning 4 in a row, do we send an appeal? Do we go and appeal to get our Tua back?
I don't know.
I don't think so. He's not playing.
I don't think he's winning an appeal right now, Vlad.
I don't think so either, even though the team is playing very well.
I think the other hard thing is, you know, this AFC looks like it's going to be even hard to get in. Even if they ran the table, it looks like it's going to be hard to get in the way that things are shaking out right now.
Because there's a couple of teams that, no lie, Indy might only end up with 9 wins.
Mm-hmm.
They got 8 right now. They might only end up with 8, Vlad's saying. I know. Listen, I tried to be nice. I'm just trying to be nice. I don't think that team has talent with whoever's playing quarterback. They can pull one out.
They're going to Seattle.
I know, dude. Is Seattle the sleeper team?
They're not a sleeper team.
They're not a sleeper, but you know what I mean. We just didn't even consider it.
They're not a sleeper team. They're going to Seattle. Then they're playing the Niners.
I got to tell you, dude.
And then they got to go to play Houston, who beat them already at home. And they got to play Jacksonville, who beat them on Sunday.
I'm telling you right now.
8-9.
Seattle, when it was the King Dome, and then I played when it was outside,
mm-hmm.
It is brutal.
Yeah,
it is so loud.
Here's the problem. It's not the Colts that are the issue. It's that the Texans are coming up right behind them. They don't have a gauntlet. They have the Cardinals, the Raiders, and they get to take on the Colts. So, like, Houston's sitting pretty. They're probably going to get 10 wins. The Dolphins right now, I think, are plus. Yesterday, I checked, they were plus 5,000 to make the playoffs. I don't know if that's gone up after.
Chili pepper.
I don't know if that's gone after since. But you have, look, the Chargers are probably going to make the playoffs. So you're going to have two AFC West teams
Well, you got you're going to have two AFC East teams.
Like the wild card spots are probably going to go to the Chargers and the Bills, or you know if they can.
And then
pass
there's
the
one more.
No, it's three. So you're gonna it's gonna go.
There's
to
one
Chargers
more.
And Texans.
Chargers, Texans, and Bills are the ones leading right now.
Right, Chargers, Texans, and Bills, and the division winners.
But here's the problem:
Pittsburgh
with the Colts team that
with Jacksonville, the way Jacksonville, and if Indy wins a couple of games, that's the other wild card.
No, Jacksonville got tiebreakers over everybody.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm saying. They're either going to win the division, but if they're that close, that's going to be the other.
The wild card's going to be the wild cards for is likely going to have the Bills. They're probably going to – they'll probably – I mean, I guess the AFC is not over yet. But if they don't, then the Patriots are probably going to be in there. And then you have the Texans who can either win the South and then the Jags are out or vice versa. So you could have two South teams. Or you could have the West if somehow Kansas City is a miracle, even though they seem like they're cooked. But they got the same record as the Dolphins right now. Like, I don't know if the I don't know. It just seems like very – it's a hairy situation for them to get in, dude. Even if they ran the table, which is going to be asking a lot.
Can we – let's look at this in a totally different way. If the Dolphins end up winning 9 or 10 games,
mm-hmm.
with Tua playing the way that he's played this year, but the offensive line and defensive line, who we thought was gonna be a weakness when mm-hmm. the season started, have now been a strength. How are we gonna feel about everybody going into next year?
Not great.
Because my problem is that all but the first year, Mike McDaniel has started slow. Right?
The first 2 years he did not start slow.
The first two years, he faded at the end.
Yeah, they had like losing streaks in the midst. One because Tua got hurt.
Right.
And the other one they faded.
So how do we like I've told you what I think is going on with Tua. And I don't think it's easy to put it on, he's wearing down or whatever. That's not what that is. I'm telling you firsthand. It's not what it is. Every other season, we have talked about the things that he was doing in the offseason to better prepare him for the season. And this year, he was on a boat drinking beers.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm going to tell you that physically, he may look bigger, but he doesn't look fitter. He looks, you know.
Oh, I don't think he looks, you know, I don't think it's noticeable one way or the other how he looks.
It is by the way he's playing and like how sluggish he looks.
He came in last year super thin.
But listen, last year he moved better and he got banged up.
Stupid.
But he moved around better and then everybody was talking about he's too little. No, dude, you got to be able to move.
Swole Tua was the best Tua.
No.
2 years ago.
There's a difference in being swole Tua, and I just had a six-pack Tua.
Beer belly Tua.
No, I'm telling you. He just needs to find his way a little bit.
So instead of a BBL, he needs a BBT? Big belly?
No. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Look, contrary to popular belief, you do spend your first couple of years trying to figure out what's your optimum body weight or when you can perform and be healthy and take the hits and stuff like that. He's gone to extremes. And he just looks sluggish.
Mm-hmm.
He just looks kind of like, I'm too big. I'm not able to move. So I think next year he's going to find that. He's going to be on the team. So you might as well.
What if the coach, what if he's like, what if him and let's say Mike McDaniel is back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're Mike McDaniel.
Yep.
This was your guy.
The only person that can make that decision. of putting somebody else in.
Right.
I believe it's Mike McDaniel.
Well, that's my question. If he does it
and he moves on, mm-hmm. the guy he replaces him with better be damn good.
But if
he does it, everybody else, nobody else will have a problem.
But if you were Mike McDaniel and you had this year where uh-huh. you very clearly went away from him, like uh-huh. you were tired of the turnovers, you became a running team. He seems to like this. You've always said this is what he's built off of, right? He was a running guy,
right.
running game guy. Okay. So he's finally in his wheelhouse.
Yeah.
And you feel like you got a guy and a quarterback here. Might be.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, would you trust your Dolphins tenure? Because that's what it's going to come down to. Would you trust on Tua bouncing back, which is basically what got you the gig, or
right.
trying something else because you feel like, look, I'm going to be the Dolphins coach this year, this upcoming next year,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe my long-term future as Dolphins coach is with Tua at quarterback, or do I need to find a different solution so that the owner believes that I will be the long-term solution?
And that's what I would say. I would say that if there's one person that has to identify whether Tua is going to be okay or not next year, it has to be Mike McDaniel, because he's the one that's gone to bat for him more than anybody. That being said, if you change and you say, I'm going to make a different, I'm going to go in a different direction and not play Tua after that investment, and then it doesn't work, your ass is out of here even more so. You understand what I'm saying? So the pressure of all of this is not necessarily on Tua, but it's more on Mike McDaniel, because if he decides to go in another direction, how many quarterbacks are out there that can throw the ball with timing and throw the ball with accuracy, even though Tua hasn't done it this year? I have with all this is we're making it sound like
– I'm trying to think who would be out there.
We're making it sound like we could just go get another guy. And – there's 20 quarterbacks on the league and 32 teams, so you figure it out.
Kyler Murray.
Dude, see what I mean? And this is why we can't have this conversation.
Why not, dude?
You think Kyler Murray's the answer?
I don't know if he's the answer. I'm just saying, is he
So you'd rather just, let's just take a stab.
Is he a better answer than Tua?
No, you can't just take a stab at this. If your job is on, your job isn't on the line.
Well, no, this is going to happen in a meeting, right?
Kyler Murray's never been an accurate guy.
I understand, but you're going to be in a meeting, and there's not going to be perfect answers. You're going to have to take some guys.
If that's the case, I believe that Mike McDaniel will say, I'll just roll with Tua.
Okay, hold on one second.
I'm telling you, man, this is why I hate these conversations, because you just start mentioning names, and that's not a solution.
Well, it's a solution. I don't know if it's a good solution.
No, you know what I mean. Stop. Stop.
Geno Smith.
Yo, come on,
dude,
man.
Go to break.
What?
Go
to break.
Come on. I'm not doing this.
I'm looking at realistic options.
No, that you're not.
Available.
Did you not see
that would be available?
When was the last time accuracy and Geno Smith were mentioned in the same sentence?
3 years ago.
Tobin, do you know who's leading the league in interceptions?
Geno Smith.
Tua and Geno Smith.
Okay, so no. That's a no.
Again, you see what you're doing. Go ahead. Name some guys.
Mac Jones.
You got to trade for him.
I'm going to sit by.
You got to trade for him.
I don't know why you're getting mad at me. You know I'm not allowed to say Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whoa! That's crazy. JVIC just showed me like some Gran Torino.
Hey!
Like,
dude, it went over
that was
a bus?
Crazy.
It went Fast and the Furious. It was
Fast and the Furious. Jeez,
over
Louise.
Traffic.
Crazy.
The driver probably had the bubble guts.
You keep on with the bubble guts.
Why did you walk out, man?
Because
giving you options.
No. Because the thing is that I don't have a problem with people having a problem with their quarterback. Okay? But take it from me, a Cleveland Brown. You don't want to be in the quarterback games. Because a lot of times, when you're not satisfied with what you have, you end up with something you don't want because you've already made the decision and now you don't get what you want. But because you already dug yourself in about not wanting the guy you have, now we're in the quarterback roulette. Oh, maybe it'll work out. It worked out for him. Let's see if it'll work out here. And you start playing that game until you can get a draft pick. But while all that is going on, you're getting your ass kicked.
What about year two Quinn Ewers?
Dude, let me tell you something.
What?
And
development.
And I'm going to say this. But, like,
look at Patrick Paul year two.
How do you? Patrick Paul was already a dominant player.
Well,
he was playing behind Armstead.
Well, he got a year to kind of cook, you know, a little marination, and then all of a sudden, what do we
got?
And by the way,
like, I don't think you guys understand that. Everybody doesn't develop at the same pace.
Right.
Regardless of what position you play, some guys bloom a little bit later. So just to say, oh, he's in his second year, he should be ready to go. No. The problem is that a lot of these teams will draft a guy and say he needs development, but they say they're going to control the development to where, oh, you should be ready now. It doesn't always work like that. Everybody develops in a different way. I'll give you a perfect example just right off the top of my head because I heard him on the radio last night. Kurt Warner. How long was his path?
It was long.
Okay. It happens. But to just say, oh, second year, he should be ready. Quinn Ewers, come on.
Let's talk about Tua, you know. I'm looking for options.
Again.
Dylan Gabriel.
Again, I would. Really? He ain't playing quarterback for the Browns no more.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. Maybe he's
not
for trade.
No.
I mean, look what happened with J.J. McCarthy.
Same, like, and that was a first-round mistake.
What, J.J. McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a pretty good game last week.
Yeah, okay.
See Van Ginkle? Still doing it.
Still doing it. So all I would say is, and I'm not saying that, you know, you're wrong for feeling the way you do about Tua. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that let's not be so quick to say we can just go find a new one.
I'm not being quick. That's why I'm throwing out these names, you know? We're just... Well, I can't
say that. Dude, if your solution to the Tua conundrum is Kyler Murray, we are going to go and build a ring right over there. Jay Fig is going to blow a whistle, and we're going.
I didn't say I liked it. I was just asking your opinion on it.
No, you know what my opinion is.
Jacoby Brissett, 18th in passing this year. Bring him back. West
Chico
Palm.
Chico got boxing gloves in the car.
West Palm?
Huh?
West Palm.
Just because he's local, what does that mean?
Nah, he's been here before.
Hey, man, you got MMA fighter here, bro.
None of these ideas you like, huh?
No. No. All I'm saying is just
Andy Dalton.
He's still playing?
He's on the Panthers.
Oh, my God. You see what I mean? Like
Davis Mills? Something about him, right?
Do you understand what the whole dilemma is now?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
And understand why I would be a little cautious to going with some of the options you have mentioned.
None of them are great.
Right.
None of them are great. I'll
admit. Let me ask this question. See, everybody says, oh, gap quarterback till the following. No, it doesn't. Oh, again, doesn't always work that way. And to all those experts out there that think next year's quarterbacking class is going to be awesome or the following year, oh, okay, everybody just relax.
Intangibles love the gap.
And Banana Republic.
Is the gap still open?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah,
it's the gap.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah. It's Old Navy.
I don't
Navy.
Feel like there is
it's
one in my
Navy
mall.
Gap oh, and what was the one you said?
Banana Republic?
That one.
Yeah.
I don't know if there are. Are you sure there's
that's
gaps?
Like the intangible. That's like the intangibles yeah. Holy Trinity of shopping.
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
don't
no.
Know.
What about, what is Forever 21?
Oh, that's for, well,
so
I mean, they're
that
young.
Left,
that's
but
Forever 21.
It's coming back.
There's a big
know.
Forever 21 in my mall.
Really? Still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's not a gap. I think the gap is gone.
They used to have baby gap.
Intangible.
Doesn't Sawgrass have a gap?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yes, they
you
do.
Sure?
I got to go. Dude.
You got to go to
reminds me.
You got to go shopping.
What? Guess what I got to do?
Christmas shop?
Go to Gap.
So, has D ever signed you up for something that, because I have neighbors.
Yep.
That's not funny. Leroy had a gap in his mouth for 2 days. I popped it back in. So anyway, has D ever signed you up for something? And because, you know, that's your wife and everything, you say, sure, whatever. So I'm going to a Christmas party.
That happened to you last year, didn't it?
Yeah. I'm going to a Christmas party. Same, it's my people. I ain't gonna lie. You know, I like, you know, neighbors. But they always have to, you know, there's always a neighbor that always does theme stuff. Theme.
Sure.
This one is jeans and sequins.
The hell's
wait,
that mean?
Wait, what?
Yeah.
You got to wear sequins?
Jeans.
Well,
let's
say jeans and diamonds or jeans and something like that.
Like rhinestones?
Liberace,
yeah, though? Something like that. I don't know. Dude, let me tell you something. Just
you got to do crafts for
what
your
are
costume?
You wear?
Are you be a rhinestone cowboy?
So,
can we
first of all,
see pictures?
First of all, I live right across the street.
Okay.
Why am I going to a theme party?
That's for fun.
It doesn't matter if you live across the street
okay.
or an hour away.
When D come into the house and want to dress you up like a rhinestone cowboy, we going to see what's up.
Yeah, but Big Spoon loves crafts. She loves making. She would love.
She's already like, oh, hey, we got to go to that jean store.
Yeah.
We got to get you a jacket and stuff.
Big Spoon, if she loves two things,
she loves a theme party and she loves
crafts.
Man, she's arts and crafts. That's all they do.
Yep.
And I have to buy a refrigerator. My refrigerator in my garage broke.
Oh, so you need a backup fridge.
No, so the thing is, no, in the garage, yeah. So I got to hurry up and get it before everything goes waste in there because, you know, once your refrigerator starts, the freezer starts dripping.
You go. Are you going to go full boat or are you going to get like kind of a discount fridge for your backup fridge?
It's garage! garage.
That's what I'm thinking, right?
It's a garage fridge. I'm like, hey, anybody kick the crap out of one of your fridges and you just want to get rid of it? Like, I don't care. Does it get cool or not?
Full size?
No, I don't know what size it is. That's the other thing. It tells you, I don't know what size it is.
You got to measure it.
What do you mean, Leroy?
Is I don't know like, what size your
is
fridge
is. Is it like the one in your house?
Yeah, give it a measure first.
No.
It's smaller?
No. Yeah. It's in. You've been through my garage?
No, I haven't.
Oh, you go outside.
I don't remember.
Y'all walk through, like, yeah. Tobin's like, what happened?
Nothing.
Tobin's facial expression.
I know. So, no. So, yeah, I got to go get it. So, that's how we got to the bedazzle part. You know, while we're out getting a refrigerator, we can go right by that little jean store and get you an outfit.
What does she refer to as the jean store? The Gap?
There's a Levi's store. Oh. There's a...
You going to get some Jordache?
Wait, so are you doing denim on denim?
Yeah.
Denim? Are you going to wear
it? It is the Canadian tuxedo.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, no, that is true.
I told him I'm cutting the sleeves off then.
Take a break here on the show. We'll play a little Damage Is Done, My Friend. Next.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Gone, the damage done.
No Biggs, just talking about the Netflix Diddy documentary.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to say this. That some people think that they get to a place of untouchable.
Yep.
And I'm going to just say this. Everybody's touchable. Everybody. Because you're going to do something. You're going to, you know, take it too far. And then all of the stuff going to come back to get you. And, like, yikes. I watched some of it. I'm like, wow. Like, I didn't know he had it like that.
So, the winter meetings are going on right now.
Baseball meetings?
Yeah.
Yikes. Oh, Orlando. This way you get your trade?
Trade on, your signs on.
Are the Marlins even there?
Well,
Peter Bendix, you know what he's doing? He's out behind the hotel rummaging in the garbage.
You're not wrong.
No, I'm not wrong.
And here was the quote from Peter Bendix yesterday. That is, my damage is done.
Oh, no.
Peter Bendix, this is from the Miami Herald's Barry Jackson. He said on the winter meetings, quote, "There's no need for us to be here. It used to be more difficult to get into contact with people. Now you're texting, calling people all the time. There isn't the same need to gather in one place as there was 15 years ago." That doesn't sound like a mover and shaker to me. I don't like that.
That sounds like,
I don't like that.
That sounds like he's going to go there and see everybody else, everybody working at deals, and he goes to his owner, and his owner's like, no, that's no.
Nebraska, where are you going? He goes, I got to go sign Schwarber to a $150 million deal. All right, cool. I'll see you at the thing.
Yeah.
The thing, you know? Yeah. Andrew Freeman, where are you going? I'm going to give Edwin Diaz a three-year deal.
You know who he's looking for? The baseball player that's up there that's limping. Like, he on them, but the team move.
Tough.
I got to tell you, though.
Damage,
like,
is done.
You know, I can't be too mad at what they've done because they did
that
a lot
nice season last year.
They did a lot better than we thought. Here's the problem. Based on how they're doing things, is that the best that they're going to do? Or can it still get better?
He said yesterday, we're not satisfied with where we're at 79 wins.
How about more than 79 million?
That would be nice. How about 7 million?
Damn, how much do you think their payroll is?
Oh, I'll look right now.
I'm going to put it this way, Leroy. It's at least three Heat players that's making more than the whole Florida Marlins, Miami Marlins.
I would say less than that. I take Bam and Tyler, their contracts add up to more than the Marlins' payroll. Bam and Tyler.
Wiggy too.
No, you ain't have to got, you ain't gotta put Wiggy in it.
No, I'm just saying, I just think each individual.
Oh.
Individually.
You're talking about one person.
Yes.
I was saying two of them together.
No, I think if you make over 30 million, you might be making more than the Marlins.
This is their payroll last year. They had Sandy Alcantara making $17.3 million. The next highest active player was Edward Cabrera, who made just under two.
So
they had to pay Avi Sahil Garcia, total bum, $12 million to not be on the Marlins. I think they're done paying Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
I think.
So in 2025, their adjusted payroll is around $67.8 million. It's 30th in the MLB. There are only 30 teams in MLB.
Right. So
two players.
So now keep in mind, some of that's going to move off because the guys that they paid not to be there or the contracts they were paying the guys they trade. Right.
They got
to
pay Garcia $5 million this year.
Okay. So basically, that's going to bring that down to about $45 million. My question is, what is going to be. We know they're not going to have a high payroll.
Mm-hmm.
What is their number to where the team is going to be better?
If everybody's
75? 100?
Well, if everybody's on arbitration, what they're projecting is, according to SportTrack, that they would get 50. They would pay just under $53 million right now with their roster with no additions, which would be – and I think they're getting like –
That's 70, Giannis.
Yeah.
So they're making two of money.
They're making
two of money.
They're making Bam Adebayo.
Right.
Yeah.
So my question is, what can they add to improve what they did last year? Or is that it? They're going to stay at $53 million, take the $70 million check, and...
This is why I'm saying go give me a fat one-year deal to the polar bear, dude.
You can't do it that way, though.
I'm telling you, you can.
Because here's what happens. We've seen this. You go get the guy for 1 year.
Yeah.
You go through a quarter of the season, you're not better than you were last year, and then you trade him.
That's fine.
But no, I don't.
If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
That's not fun.
It is fun.
No, it's not.
It was so much fun. You don't remember when they signed Carlos Delgado. That was fun.
No, that. All right.
What a sweepstakes.
Done.
Yeah. That's,
anyway,
like,
way to get me not get my gooseys flowing there, Peter Bendix. Damage is done, my friend. What do you got, Leroy?
I'm gonna go with low hanging fruit. And that's Notre Dame.
Damage is done.
I would like to know why, and this is why my damage is done. Is Notre Dame mad at the ACC for trying to promote Miami and not them?
Yeah.
That was kind of crazy.
Right?
It's really wild.
Like, is it? Why? You don't play. Like you play hours. ACC teams. You are not in the ACC.
You could be in the ACC you if you could wanted be. To.
Like, the epitome of wanting their cake and eating it too is you want to say, we play ACC teams, but we're not in the ACC, and then complain when the ACC tries to promote one of their teams.
It's like being mad.
Second of all, why in the hell are you mad at the ACC in Miami? You need to be mad at Alabama, who got in with 3 wins and got smoked in the SEC championship. You directing your attention to somebody else. That's like when the when old boy got knocked out outside of on Friday. You want some of this, old man? No. They pointed their attention to somewhere else. Let's go mess with the ACC. Let's go talk. I tell you one thing, though. The words Miami never came out their mouth. They went after the ACC, and they refused to go after Alabama. So why you trying to
be tough?
For whatever reason. Why you trying to be tough? You're looking soft. You're looking like crybabies. You want to take your ball and go, we're not going to play in a bowl game because we didn't get what we want. Like, stop it.
It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. It's truly for a grown-ass man to cry and complain the way he did and tell the kids we taking our ball and going home without even seeing if they want to play in a bowl game. I'm telling you, who looks like the Karen?
Oh, they look like clowns.
Right, you look like clowns.
I'm not mad at them.
Why?
Because they've been, let me, you've been led on for 4 weeks.
No matter. The only vote that counts is the last vote. No, I've been saying that for a month.
I get that, but you've been led on for 4 weeks. What do you think?
What?
Catholics don't like being lied to.
So what? They didn't get lied to.
They didn't get lied to.
Listen, you know what? Listen, there should be a disclaimer for every college team in the nation. Here's what it is. We're going to have polls from October to the end of the year. But the only poll that matters is the last one.
CFP.
And here's the other thing. Nobody made that big of a deal when Florida State got booted after winning the ACC and being undefeated. Huh? Was Notre Dame complaining about that? No.
They don't need to complain about that.
Okay.
It's not their. They don't care about Florida State.
Okay,
business.
Good.
They care about their business.
Okay, but I thought, why are they getting mad at the ACC?
Because they're holier than thou. They are.
I mean, they are.
Say, why didn't they say do a couple of more Hail Marys in front of Touchdown Jesus?
Yep. Jennifer, what damage is done for you today?
The fact that you got a Touchdown Jesus. They're like, come on.
Hey, man, play like a champion, except against Miami.
Damage is done.
I saw a great sign somebody made on a meme. It says play like a champion, they're touching sign. Unless you don't get in the college football playoff, then take your ball and go home.
Yeah. Like, how can adults do that and then complain when kids act entitled?
Jennifer, what damage is done?
Well, besides my diet being done, I wish. There was a black bear in Tennessee that crashed a local Christmas parade. Imagine something so jolly and cheerful and out of nowhere you're frightened by.
Gatlinburg really, like, just they treat black bears like they're squirrels, and I just don't know if I trust it.
Look at Whoa. That. It's a big bear.
Wait.
Why isn't people moving?
Wait.
Why aren't people moving?
Vlad.
Why?
Can I say something? This is the difference between black folks and white folks. Because if it was a black folks parade and that black bear was walking down the street without a leash or an owner, that the streets would be empty.
Gatlinburg is a great town.
The streets would be empty.
Gatlinburg,
I'm just saying, dude, they got trained bears.
I'm telling you, there are so many black bears in Gatlinburg. Like, they're just roaming around like squirrels.
People are feeding them also. And then the problem is that
they're very adorable because they're not like monster bears. Like, they look snuggly.
Only the intangible.
Hey, dude. Yes.
Only the intangible. Is
hey, look at him, so cute.
He does look cute.
That's like the possum. You ever seen the possum thing when she goes, "Can I keep it?"
If it's a grizzly, I'm running away. But a black bear, hey. it's like 2 weight classes up from a koala.
Here's the deal.
2 weight classes from a
you
koala.
Know what? In my arena.
Yep.
Soon as you said bear, I'm out. It's just a baby. It's just a black bear. It's not a grizzly. It don't matter. You say bear, I'm out. Just like shark. If you say there's a shark in the water, I don't care if it's a little baby shark.
That bear is definitely like, because there's so many treats on Gatlinburg and like little like fried places, people in Oreos. That bear is eating better than Yogi, dude.
Well, apparently after this whole parade, it was spotted eating out of the trash.
Yeah, of course, because there's nothing but treats and goodness. When we were in Gatlinburg, I didn't see my wife and Sophia. They saw one at a Starbucks. Guy was like,
"Boo!" Starbucks?
Yeah. Yeah, getting his Barachino. He was licking that right out of the cup. I'm telling you.
Minus one. Hey, that's why. I'm telling you. You know what? That's why intangibles get ate up. Right? Because y'all don't appreciate wildlife.
Well, the problem is that if you keep feeding the wildlife and getting in contact with them, they have to kill them. That's why they become extinct.
No lies. No lies.
You know any brothers going to try to feed a bear?
Hell no.
Yeah. Thank you.
Louise says white people are way too comfortable around apex predators.
Yes! Yes! Listen, I got a house full of animals.
Point.
I got a house full of animals. Witcher. And I tell my daughter every day, I say, that's your mama's side. Because they don't play like that.
I'm going to tell you what. Number one, I'm always very wary of someone that says, I'd rather deal with animals more than with humans. I'm very wary about you.
You're skeptical of those people?
Very, very.
What damage is done for you, Vlad?
Why?
Wow.
Woo, that was quick.
That was quick.
Hold on.
Ridiculous.
On Sunday afternoon
mm-hmm.
at 12:38 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Our receipts.
A text was sent to members of this show,
mm-hmm.
minus Chico, because he's not in our group text yet. An apology was demanded to two people.
Mm-hmm.
One, Leroy Horde.
Well, you should have heard him yesterday.
Oh, I heard him yesterday.
He was acting
deflecting?
A fool. I almost had to fight him.
Leroy, it was Heisman Trophy worthy of deflecting. Poor Brittany, and you got... Didn't I not tell you last weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Stop worrying. This was all for TV. You're going to be very happy on Sunday afternoon. I was wrong. I said 12:18. So it was 20 minutes later. It was 12:38. But nonetheless, that the University of Miami was going to be in the college football playoffs.
Right.
And what did you say?
I said I'm not going to feel anything.
You slide. I'm not going to watch.
I didn't watch.
You didn't watch?
Well, I did once we started because Dan Day was watching.
Don't wait.
Were on the air. You couldn't not watch. I had to talk about it.
No, you didn't. Your job was to talk about the Dolphins, Dolphins Jets.
It was news.
All of a sudden, he talked.
I'm a journalist.
It's the Dolphin Game Day Uncensored.
I understand.
Show. It ain't the Miami Dolphins. It ain't the Miami Hurricanes.
But when you're uncensored.
College football playoff recap show.
When you're uncensored, you can go in a lot of directions. We talked about the Pinks for a little bit. We'll go all over the place.
Nonetheless. An apology should be given to one Leroy Horde and myself for telling you stop worrying about this.
Mm-hmm.
The Canes are going to be in. This is all for TV.
Mm-hmm.
This was to suck you guys in so that you can talk about it 3 days in the week.
I apologized to Leroy yesterday.
No, you didn't.
I apologize specifically for saying he wore Shamrock undies. I apologized. That was too far. For you, I did not apologize, but I did wish you a good Sunday. That's it. Did you have a good Sunday?
I didn't. The Jets lost to the Dolphins. Everything was good for you guys.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't have a good Sunday. There's my apology.
I demand an apology.
I'm not apologizing.
Oh, my God.
I'm not apologizing. And
no
also,
accountability.
I was trying to protect Leroy's sources.
No accountability.
None.
Worry.
I'm very accountable.
No, you're not.
Zero.
I'm very accountable.
No, you're not. Here's another one for you. This is a double up. How dare you, okay, say that the Ja Morant trade. I heard everything yesterday with you and Ja Morant and how all of a sudden now you're willing to let people go. And then not only that, people had receipts.
Interesting.
You keep receipts on your ass. You got to keep receipts on Tobin,
all
right?
Dude?
You got to have Target
and somehow
receipts.
It didn't even
you got to have Walmart receipts for you. CVS. long receipts because you've always say things, and then when you get brought up for the things that you say, all of a sudden,
when you get brought up on charges,
I didn't say it.
When you get brought up on charges,
I didn't say it. Oh no! Oh, great! And then you saw what he did to Britney at the end. I appreciate your attempt for producing.
I do. I do appreciate
what?
It. That's great producing by her.
No, she had receipts.
Mm-hmm.
She thought she
had receipts.
No, she had receipts.
Well,
she had receipts.
It wasn't like direct. Like it was taken a little out of context.
She had receipts.
Oh my goodness, dude! You are you.
What?
You are impossible.
You are impossible.
Never thought about it like that.
Man, you never thought.
Look at Leroy in the face.
Chico, you got a quick damages done?
I do. I'm going to make mine short. I got a mental picture. The damage is done of Leroy wearing rhinestones going to a Christmas
party. That's crazy.
In a cowboy hat, and I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, you got to wear the cowboy hat.
You're going to look like Ken.
I need pictures.
Ken.
You're going to look like Britney and Justin Timberlake at the MTV the MTV Awards.
I need pictures,
Shaboozy.
Leroy.
I got to pick somebody.
Take a break.
Was it great name? Style, though,
Kane?
Kane Brown.
Kane Brown.
Take a break. We're back after this.
Dolphins, Canes, Heat, Panthers.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.